time moved on. Ann said, can you do it all in 15 minutes? I said, I'm not worried. I can't eat any lunch today anyway, so we can stay forever. So, no, I'm kidding. Stood up and sing Star Spangled Banner. I thought about the old story where the preacher was trying to raise money and needed everybody to give $100. And he said, he told the organist, he said, now when I say that if you can pledge $100, would you stand up? And he told the organist that. And so he said, I want you to start playing. So he said, now, if you could pledge $100, would you stand up? And the organist started playing the Star Spangled Banner, and everybody just stood right up, so they made the money. So I thought we might all try that sometime. But it's been a wonderful service so far, and I thank everyone who's had a part. And Susie, I know that's hard on you, but thank you for the message. I've lost her. Thank you for the message that you gave to us, a message of faith and hope, and we are with you. And you said if you could touch one person, you've done that, and God will bless that. Our message today is entitled Be Contagious, which follows the same things. It's coming from 1 Thessalonians, and it's chapter 1. And contagious is an adjective. It talks about giving something to somebody else. Most time we think about being contagious, we think about a disease or a sickness. I never forget one Wednesday evening, I was in the Family Life Center and I had a little kid in my lap, and he said, sorry I wasn't here Sunday, Mr. Bruce, that I had pink eye. I thought, thank you. And guess what I got the next, couple of days. And if something comes around, I can catch it. And we have a lot of people come through the church, and they'll come to the church office, sorry I wasn't here yesterday, whatever. And so Marlene and I are pretty resilient. We've done a good job with immunities, haven't we? But people being contagious, we think about that. But being contagious can also mean causing people to act or feel in a similar way. Have you ever smiled at somebody? You ever smiled at somebody? They smile back, don't they? Have you ever seen somebody that's kind of sad and you try to build them up and you put your arm around them and you give them a smile, and before long they're smiling, they're happy? Be contagious. And that's what I want us to think about today. Being contagious Christians, that we will have so much infectious Christianity in us that we give it to other people. And people will come to know Jesus Christ by the way we live. We'll read our scripture passage, and it is 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10, and it'll be on the screen. And this is a New International Version, and I like putting it on the screen, as I say every week, because everybody can read along the same version. And we'll begin reading with verse 1. I'm reading Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the churches, to the church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you. It says, we always thank God for you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it. For they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from the idols to serve the living and the true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. This church at Thessalonica was evangelized on Paul's second missionary journey. You see a map that Paul started out down here at Jerusalem, and he just kept going. Everywhere he went, he told people about Jesus Christ. You can see that Macedonia, which is modern-day Greece, And Thessalonica is way up here toward the top left where that little thing's going around and around. So Paul went quite a ways to tell people about Jesus Christ. And before we start talking about being contagious Christians, before we can be contagious Christians, you have to be willing to go and tell. And Paul was willing to go and tell. And he traveled all over because he was so passionate about telling Jesus. In his mission to Thessalonica, it's modern-day Thessaloniki. It's in Greece. He went on his missionary journey in A.D. 50. This letter was written about A.D. 51. And the purpose of this book, this letter, is to encourage the continuation of godly living, conversion of others, teaching them about apologetics, which is not apologizing for the gospel, but giving reason why you have what you have in Jesus Christ, and for the church's hopes. That gives you a little bit about the book of Thessalonians. What I want to look at today, and we're going to look quickly, is this. Three elements of contagious Christians found in this passage of Scripture we read. There are three things. There's an element of prayer, there's the element of power, and there's the element of persistence. And first we'll look at the element of prayer. In verse 2, Paul writes to them, says, "We pray for you daily." And my friends, before we can do anything for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we must be willing to pray. I hope you pray daily. I hope you pray all day long. I hope you don't just pray in the mornings or at night, but I hope you pray all day long. I hope you talk to God all day long. You know, sometimes I wonder if people think I'm crazy. I'll be going down the road driving, and I'll be talking to God, and you know, they probably think I got one of those Bluetooth things on, or I got the phone and thing, but I'll just be talking to God. And tell him what's going on in my life. He knows, but he likes to hear it. And tell him what's going on and pray. Praying for God's leadership and praying for God's direction. I think about a quote that I heard a number of years ago, and it's from Corrie ten Boom. And it says, "Any concern too small to be turned into a prayer is too small to be made into a burden." You think about that. You may want to write that down. You may want to look that up. But if it's worth worrying about for us, it's worth us praying about. And my friends, we need to worry about how we appear to others and what kind of witness we are. And if we pray about that daily, we can make a difference. Another one of her quotes that I just add into you says, "Is prayer your steering wheel or your spare tire?" Folks, pray. Pray, pray, pray. Pray daily, pray often, and pray for things around you. I saw a shirt one time and it had this. It said, "Push, pray until something happens." And my friends, if we want to be a contagious Christian, if we want to reach people for Jesus Christ, pray about it, pray about it, pray about it. But I warn you this, that if you ask God to give you opportunities to witness for Him, you're going to have opportunities to witness for Him. If you say, "God, I really want to tell people about Jesus Christ. God, I really want to be a contagious Christian. I want people to come to know my Lord and Savior just as I do. And God, would you show me people to witness to?" He will put people in your path. And then you have the opportunities to witness to Him. Susie said that God spoke to her. And we have to do what God tells us to do if we're going to have happiness in our life. And my friends, if we're serious about being contagious Christians and we want to pray and we want to ask God to show us people to witness to, He's going to send people our way. Don't pray for something you really don't want, because it will happen. In Thessalonians, Paul, in chapter 5, verse 7, it says, "Never stop praying. Pray without ceasing." We have an unending source of power right before us, and we fail to use it. We fail not to pray. Then in verse 5, Paul says that we have the power. He says, "We were able to do great things because we have the Holy Spirit." And my friends, we don't realize what we have with us at all times. We have the Holy Spirit. It is not our power, but it is God's Holy Spirit working through us. And all of us in this room would say that God is the Almighty God, that God is all-powerful, God is all-knowing, God is all-everything. But then we forget that we have the Holy Spirit with us. You remember that we are told in Acts 1:8, which tells us to go and be His witnesses. It says, "But you'll receive the power. You'll receive the Holy Spirit. It will come upon you." and you will be my witnesses. We are not alone in this deal. We don't have to go at it by ourselves. We take God's Holy Spirit with us everywhere we go. And my friends, if we will live our lives and we will try to please God and we will try to serve God and we will try to live the way He wants us to live, people will see it and people will notice something different. And we will be contagious Christians. You ever known somebody that everybody wanted to be around? Josh Perry was here last week. And I've said this about Josh Perry ever since I've known that he was every little kid's hero. No matter where he went, he had a flock of little kids around him. And there's another in this room that I tell that to all the time. I won't embarrass him. But there's people that people just flock to. The kids flock to. And they're heroes. You think about people that you want to be around. I had a great uncle. His name was Mose. His name was Harley, but when he was a boy, he moseyed around all the time. My grandpa named him Mose, and that stuck. And Mose was a pig farmer, and he got more free help because people just wanted to hang around him. And until he died, when I'd go up to Mom and Dad's, it may be a rainy day, Dad said, "Let's go down to Mose's a while." And we'd just sit and talk. The man was full of wisdom. He was full of stories. And he was just full of something that everybody wanted to be around. And my friends, if we will honor God and we will live for God, we'll be that kind of person. People want to be around us. And people will want what we have. And what we have is Jesus Christ living in us. And then I would say to you, that in verse 8 it says, the word has sounded forth. That everybody knew Jesus Christ in that area because of what the church at Thessalonica did. They did not quit. They were persistent. They went on and on and on telling people about Jesus Christ. In verse 8, which is the most important verse in this passage to me, it says, "For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith toward God has gone out, and so that we did not need to say anything." Paul said to those people, "You have been persistent, you have been contagious, and everybody in the area around you has come to know Jesus Christ because of you." They were persistent and they were successful. And people came to know Jesus Christ because of them. They were successful and they made a great impact on the world around them. Oh, what are the results for us? If we're happy, if we smile, if we're content, if we know Jesus, if we're kind, if we're compassionate, if we're pictures of what Jesus Christ wants us to be, people around us are going to come to know Jesus Christ as well, because people want good things. If we do what we're supposed to do, we'll be like some kind of disease. The Word of God would be spread to countless people all around us. What would happen if we'd all do that? As we close, think about this. What will happen if you'll be a contagious Christian to your family? Mamas, what's going to happen when you go home and all your family comes in and you're happy and you're so pleasant and you're so loving and when you're fixing the dinner for everybody and you're just so happy and loving, instead of being frustrated and frazzled because of all the work you're doing, are people going to notice something different? You fathers who work so hard to try to make ends meet and everything, and you come home and you're tired and you don't have time for kids or grandkids, and you change that and you become a contagious Christian, full of God's Holy Spirit and full of happiness and full of life, is anybody going to notice? And then you young people who are so pulled and torn in every different direction, that you sell out completely to Jesus Christ and you quit the drama and you quit the stuff and you just let God be seen through you, is it going to make a difference? I would say so. So my quick challenge to you today is this: be a contagious Christian. It can still happen. We can be contagious and we can change the world around us. We sing of this country, one nation under God. Let's get back under God. Let's be what God wants us to be and we'll make a difference. And you know what? Every trend, every new fad, every new great thing starts somewhere. Let's let ourselves be that starting point today, and let's make a difference in the world around us. Pretty easy, isn't it? But oh, so hard. But let's ask God to help us to do that today. Pray with me. God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for what has happened here today, for the message that we heard from the handbell group, from the message that we heard from Susie, from the message that we heard from the song, the readings that went with that. And God, thank you for the message that we hear from your word, that we are to be contagious, that we are to share your love with people around us. God, help us to leave here today doing our best to be those Acts 1:8 Christians that we should be, that we are going to take your message to not only here but everywhere, and that we'll let your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us. God, let us be pleasing to you in all that we do. And Lord, if we're here today and we need to make a decision to be more committed to you, help us to do that. Lord, if we're here and we need to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, let us do that. And God, if we're here and we're willing to be contagious and want you to help us and to show us places to go, let us ask for that today as well. Lord, we love you and we thank you. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Miss Kelly is going to come and lead us in.